Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The first fallout from the federal probe involving several higher-ups in the Eric Adams administration.
The police commissioner sent a letter to members of the department, and Mayor Adams then made an announcement.
I accepted the resignation of the NYPD commissioner, Edward Caban.
He praised Caban's leadership in bringing down crime in the past year, but said it was the right decision at this time as federal investigations swirl around the department and some of the mayor's top administrators. His honor then announced the appointment of former federal investigator Tom Donilon as interim commissioner.
Ran the FBI's National Threat Center and the FBI NYPD Joint Terrorist Task Force.
Donilon issued a statement saying he will run the department with the highest standards of transparency and integrity. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Political analyst Hank Scheinkopf telling 1010 Winds he thinks the appointment of Donilon was a defensive move by the mayor as New Yorkers lose confidence on his internal hires. At the same time, he says Donilon is very well qualified and could really help the NYPD.
The first service that New Yorkers or any citizens of any city in the country look for is police. If you have chaos in the police department, voters tend to react, especially in a city which is target number one for international terrorists.
As for the mayor's future, he says he thinks Adams will survive at least until next year's election. He says he does not see the mayor resigning. Other reaction to Edward Caban stepping down, public advocate Jumani Williams writes that he is saddened and angered that this is the place our city is in, and he hopes this is step one in a series toward restoring confidence. City Council member Tiffany Caban pulling no punches, saying the city doesn't just need a new commissioner, we need a new mayor. Well, today we will hear from schools chancellor David Banks. He's confirmed that the FBI seized his cell phones last week as part of this larger probe. David Banks is engaged to First Deputy Mayor Sheena Wright, who was also involved in the probe. His brother, Deputy Mayor Phil Banks, had his electronic devices seized as well. No word what the schools chancellor plans to say, but he's got a 10:30 press conference. 1010 Winds will, of course, be there. A senior citizen and a child, both the latest victims of gun violence. This was in Rosedale, Queens. The good news is that both will survive. Let's find out what happened from our Glenn Schuck.
And good morning. Yes, we've also learned that three teens were taken into custody right after this, and apparently they've been in custody all night. We're still waiting word as to charges and who these teens are. Cops say two of them were on a moped, and one of them started shooting, striking the 75-year-old man in the jaw. He was actually riding a bike at the time, and the 14-year-old girl, she was struck in the thigh. This happened about 4:30 yesterday afternoon, Weller Avenue, the residential area in Rosedale in Queens. This woman telling Channel 7 Eyewitness News what she saw.
She went in the driveway of my neighbor's home and took cover behind his car that was parked in the driveway. Appeared to be in panic, and I noticed right away she was a little girl.
Now, the NYPD is telling us the elderly man definitely was not the target. Now, as for the girl, she was standing with a boy in that driveway when she was hit. Cops are trying to figure out if it's possible that she was the target or someone in that driveway and why. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here in Queens.
$92 billion. That's what a new report says the MTA needs to not only upgrade, but maintain our transit system through 2029.
The MTA's capital plan, a spending list updated every 5 years, is due October 1st for 2025 to 2029.
There'll be uncertainty as to how it's going to be funded,
says State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli. Because of that $15 billion hole, what they expected to get from the now paused congestion pricing program.
Perhaps some of the projects that they won't be able to fund right now, they may have to put into the next capital plan that they're going to be finalizing for October 1st, which could then crowd out some of the other priorities they had been working on.
It's a domino effect. He suggests raising taxes, but that may not even be enough. Some expansion projects, like the Second Avenue subway, might have to wait. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The New York City Council to hold an oversight hearing today that animal rescue groups say is long overdue. This is on the state of animal rescue in the five boroughs, which has reached an alarming rate of pet surrenders at animal care centers in New York, the not-for-profit that is contracted to run the city's animal shelters. Lynn Shulman chairs the City Council Health Committee.
The shelters have been telling us that like 60 to 70% of the animals they get are not spayed or neutered, and that's contributing to the overcrowding, that's contributing to a lot of more animals on the street.
Rescue groups say the city needs to explore ways to provide low-cost or free spay-neuter services, and that will be among the topics that the hearing takes up today. They'll also take up a bill sponsored by Councilmember Justin Brannan. It would prohibit the sale of cats and dogs in retail pet shops. Monkey is one lucky dog. Megan Brinster, executive director of Ramapo Bergen Animal Refuge.
He's shy and he was a little shut down when we first got him, but like a sweet version of that. So he's slowly warming up to our team. I think he's really enjoying getting some attention. A lot of it is our caretakers working with him on just basic trust exercises.
So what happened? Monkey is the Jack Russell Terrier who was spotted running on highways near Newark Liberty Airport. He was so good at evading capture, it took weeks and a professional trapper to get him. The shelter thinks he was dumped. Anyone with information on that is asked to call the local police. Cops looking for three people wanted for a mugging of a 14-year-old in the subway. That was on a number 5 train that had just pulled into the Pelham Parkway station. Cops say the group pushed the kid onto the platform. They then snatched the chain from around his neck and made a run for it. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers 800-577-TIPS. Governor Hochul has been diagnosed with skin cancer.
My doctor discovered a basal cell carcinoma, a tiny, tiny speck on my nose. You can't even see it. I'm going to have a small removal procedure. I'm not going under. It's a local anesthesia. It'll be occurring Friday morning. I'll be back to work about an hour later, but there will be a bandage on my nose.
In making the announcement, the governor urged everyone to get regular medical checkups. New York City lawmakers sign off on a series of bills to consider reparations for the city's role in slavery in this country. They'd create a commission that would work with an existing state panel to consider how reparations might work. The report due by 2027. The legislation also requires that the city install a sign on Wall Street to mark the site of New York's slave market. Hey, it's Friday.
It's Fun Story Friday.
Some fun stuff happening this weekend around town, in addition, of course, to the Feast of San Gennaro in Little Italy. The New York Latin Food Fest takes place today and tomorrow at Hudson River Park's Pier 76. We're talking more than 70 vendors serving up more than 300 dishes. Plus, there's going to be art installations, including a live mural painting and creative shoe painting as well. That sounds pretty cool. The festival runs from 4 to 10 p.m. today, noon to 8 tomorrow. Proceeds will benefit the Street Eats Foundation, and you can get tickets through Eventbrite. Some other fun stuff happening this weekend? Well, not Hollywood, but Ridgewood. The Ridgewood Off-Kilter Film Festival, with nearly a dozen local filmmakers on the bill. That takes place at the Stone Circle Theater. That's at 5914 70th Avenue in Queens. It'll include 14 animated shorts from 7 to 9 tonight. Also feature films, a short documentary category, even music videos. Tickets are $30 for a weekend pass, $12 for individual categories. You can get tickets at ridgewoodoffkilter.org/shop. On this Friday the 13th,
donuts.
Yeah, a donut deal.
Spot happy with Krispy Kreme.
Today only when you buy a full price dozen donuts or a 16 pack of minis at Krispy Kreme, you will get 12 original glazed donuts for just 13 cents. You need to use the promo code 13 either in store or on the app or website. This is one 13 cent dozen per customer.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.